Why did I choose brandisnotaFourLetterWord.com for my title? Well, I would assert that the term or idea of branding has gotten a really bad rap in recent years. It was once an industry buzzword, and it rocked marketing teams and public personas and giant corporations alike, but then there was pushback. There wasn't enough data around the various components, or reporting on its impact wasn't sufficient when the real work needed to get done. Maybe there wasn't enough attention paid to brand evolution. Certainly, I'd argue that all of that is available when a brand is well-crafted and properly managed. I think it's more a lack of understanding, and maybe even a little poor development of brand that led to that disconnect that eventually brought unneeded shame on something that could have been a hugely impactful and useful tool. Hi, I'm Amy Jackson, creative director, award-winning designer, color nerd, and unapologetic brand evangelist. And this is Brand Is Not a Four-Letter Word. Today, I want to talk about some of the common misconceptions that surround the term brand or branding, if you will. Some people will, of course, assume that brand is just a logo. That's it. Just whatever you put on your building or your letterhead, that's your brand. You're smarter than that, though. A lot of other people may assume that brand is just something that skims the surface. It's kind of gotten the idea that it's fake. Or maybe there are others who at least will give it the good-natured concept that it's an ideal that we're working towards, but probably will never attain. Friends, that's not brand work. That's spin. So then what is brand? Turns out that's sort of a tough question to answer. Whenever I have questions like this, I like to go to Merriam-Webster. The online dictionary is one of my favorite websites because it offers great answers to things, not just definitions and synonyms, but you can really dig in. So I went to Merriam-Webster's online dictionary and I typed in the word brand and I received the words a charred piece of wood. Okay. I skimmed on down the page because, again, this is a robust dictionary. It has more than one option. A sword. Now, the third one, I'm going to read this one directly to you, gave me some hope. A mark made by burning with a hot iron to attest manufacture or quality or to designate ownership. Okay, especially that last part gave me some hope. Thought we were getting closer there, but it followed up very quickly with the example of marking a prisoner by brand. So that went awry pretty quickly. At the bottom of the screen, though, I found a class of goods identified by name as the product of a single firm or manufacturer, a characteristic or distinctive kind it offers in a sub-bullet, and a public image, reputation, or identity conceived as something to be marketed or promoted. Ha. Huh. Okay. Goods identified by a name, product of a single person, a single firm, a single manufacturer, characteristic, distinctive kind, public image, reputation, identity. We definitely know that, right? That's where we are. Something to be marketed or promoted. I think this is the closest we're going to get, and I'm afraid that it still lacks nuance. So I turned to one of my absolute favorite quotes by Michael Eisner. Now, he was the CEO of Disney between 1984 and 2005. That 20-ish years, yes, I can do that math, was really integral for the Disney brand. He came in at a low point for the animation studio, and he really helped build up the brand experience and the brand promise. He really dug in and helped build something that now, another 20 years down the road, still holds as one of the strongest brands because of the work done to strengthen it back in the 80s. So I think we can really trust Michael when he offers us this. And again, I'll read. A brand is a living entity, and it is enriched or undermined cumulatively over time, the product of 1,000 small gestures. I love that quote. A living entity, enriched or undermined cumulatively over time, the product of 1,000 small gestures, not one or two or 10, thousands. In my brand talks and workshops, I like to play a game that's called, Is This a Brand? where we look at images of specific logos or products, even some photos that will offer experiences, and we'll talk together, is this a brand or is this not a brand? Most of the time, the participants are receive a little paddle that says yes on one side, no on the other. Sometimes they're three-sided, yes on one side, no on the other, and that third side says just here for the free lunch. I see just a free lunch quite a bit, and I respect the honesty. So for instance, we might look at a logo for an airline. We'll talk about this particular airline. We'll look at the actual elements of the logo. We'll talk about how, is this a brand or not a brand? We'll vote. Then we'll look at a photo of the inside of this airplane cabin, and maybe the screen is down for a safety briefing so you can see some of those brand assets. And we ask again, is this a brand? Yes, no, free lunch. We'll even look at a photo of the airport lounge itself with the plane out in the distance and the logo on the tail, and we'll say, is this a brand? Yes, no. Of course, the answer to this is all yes and all no, because brand is really the summation of those different elements, those experiences. Remember, Michael said that brand is a living entity. So all of those components of a brand, all those assets, come together, but no single image, no single moment can fully incorporate or define what a brand is. Shifting gears, I want to talk a little bit about the communication cycle and its impact on brand, because I think it's rather significant. Now, despite what my husband will tell you on certain days, I think I have a little bit of an advanced understanding of communication, because that is what I focused my undergrad study on before getting my branding MFA. So surely amongst all of that study, I have at least some understanding of how it should work. Early on, we talked about and learned about the communication cycle. And here's how that works. I have something I need to tell you. It's a precious message that's right here. It's an idea even. And I need to find a way to articulate it and get it over to you. But before I can actually articulate that, I have to let it flow through all of my internal noise. And there's a lot in there. There's to-do lists and there's distractions and there's thoughts that other people have already put on top of this idea that I have. And there's other things that are off topic. And there's all this stuff going on inside. But once I finally am able to formulate my idea into a message and push it out, the poor thing is immediately met with external noise. Sometimes actual external noise. Cars, airplanes flying over, noise of just the communal office space or the TV in the background, the kids running in. Sometimes the noise is actually part of the message itself. I've sent an ad in a magazine and there's all those other ads and all those other articles creating noise. I sent an email with this message and it has to be one of 100-something emails. And then there's also that ding of the Teams notification, which I'm sure we all have PTSD from, right? All of those things begin to clutter us up. And there's that external noise that just keeps attacking the integrity of my message. But once you receive it, now you have to actually absorb it. And you have internal noise. Not the same internal noise as me, maybe some overlap. But it has to filter through that unique noise as well before you can actually receive, perceive, and respond. That's a lot. And that's a lot when you think about all that a brand has to communicate over and over to its target audience, just human to human. That's a lot. Again, just ask my husband. But then when you think about the fact that I'm communicating like this as a brand with 1, 2, 200, 2,000, however big my audience is, they're all going through this exact same communication cycle. And I'm not just one person. I'm actually a number of people that represent that brand. And we're all communicating in this cycle. And then, let's talk about the fact that it's not just like this, but also the community is talking amongst itself. And that's affecting what comes back. And we're talking amongst ourselves as well. Oh, that's a lot for a brand. So if I was asked how I would define a brand, I would say it's everything. And maybe that feels like a cop-out, but think about it. It really is everything. At least it's everything we say and do, and there's not much left, right? Whenever we're representing a brand, something, someone, an organization, but it's not just everything we say and do. We've already talked about this in the cycle, man. It's also the community's perception of what those things are that we're saying and we're doing. They take a moment, they perceive those words and the actions, and then they have to respond to that, both to each other and to the brand. So brand really is everything. It's the sum of the perceptions, the opinions, and the actions that people have about a thing, a person, an organization. It's brand that actually gives that communication cycle some consistency and clarity. So here's today's brand hack. If everything we talked about feels overwhelming and you think, I don't know where to begin, consider this: 1,000 small gestures. Michael talks about how it is built up over a cumulative amount of time, those 1,000 small gestures. So take a look at yours. Grab a yellow notepad, open a OneNote page, start writing them out in bullets. What are your 1,000 small gestures? Maybe you just ask yourself, or maybe you bring in your team or department by department, a cross section. Maybe you engage with advocates or your advisors, but somehow begin to create that list. Could be your answering system, how the invoices are laid out and how you can interact with them for payment, social media engagement, customer service greetings, tech manuals, videos on your site, your website itself. What are all of those 1,000 small gestures that your audience experiences every single day, once a month, once a year? Once you have a really good list of what those 1,000 small gestures are, start to categorize them. Disperse them into different piles based on how they communicate who your brand is. Maybe they show that you're really approachable, or professional, sleek, techie, casual, sassy. None of those are bad. There's not a good or a bad way you're making these gestures at this point. You just want to be able to categorize and begin to see, oh, as these compile, it says I am. It says this brand is. And as you start to look at those piles, then you can ask yourself, what could these say about me? What should they say? 1,000 small gestures, a step towards authenticity, clarity, and communication. Brand isn't a four-letter word. It's your best strategy and your strongest story. Let's build your brand together. Learn how at brandisnotaforletterword.com, where strategy and storytelling meet design.